Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 33, Start with Three Sentences. Last week, I urged you to write that thing that scares you and to get started by writing three sentences. Did you do that? Did you write those three sentences? I did. I dove straight into the thing that scares me and wrote three sentences. Then three more. Then a whole paragraph and another. I got going and didn't stop for two, maybe three pages. And then, okay, I did stop because I started to feel a bunch of feelings sloshing around inside me. And I was sitting in the library and I didn't want to slosh out a lot of tears in front of the librarian who was helping a woman search for a biography. So I stopped writing. The progress reminded me that a few sentences quickly grow to be a paragraph and another, and next thing you know, you have a scene or a chapter. Committing to those first three sentences engaged my mind, and once engaged, the ideas flowed, the memories came back, and I would have continued if I'd been in a more private location. So another way of looking at those three sentences is that even if I'd managed only three sentences and no more, I would have made progress. The only way I won't make progress is by not writing at all. If I manage to write three sentences and stop, the piece has begun ever so slightly to exist and take shape. Don't underestimate the power of those first three sentences to get a project, especially a scary one, in motion. It's like you're committing to more if you get those three sentences down and return the next day and add three more. In fact, next time you might add four sentences. Author and speaker James Clear explores how small habits can change our lives. In one article, he tells about Dave Brailsford, the general manager and performance director for Great Britain's professional cycling team, who started to train his team in 2010 using an approach he referred to as the aggregation of marginal gains, which was, he said, the 1% margin for improvement in everything you do. Those small gains add up and you'll meet your goal over time, is the idea. Their goal was to win the Tour de France, which they hadn't won in years. So they kept looking for 1% improvements in every aspect of the cyclists' lives, from what they ate to how they slept, and over time, Brailsford anticipated that they would win in 5 years' time. With this 1% margin of improvement concept, they won it in 3 years, and then they went on to dominate the 2012 Olympic Games, won the Tour de France again in 2013 with another rider on the team. It worked. So how does the aggregation of marginal gains affect us today as writers, writing three sentences a day? Well, James Clear says almost every habit you have, good or bad, is the result of many small decisions over time. And yet, he says, how easily we forget this when we want to make a change. He did this tiny gains challenge with exercise in 2015. He was adding on a tiny bit of weight to his strength training program, and he was encouraging others to do the same, to add a tiny bit to whatever their exercise was, whether it was squats or push-ups or walking. It was like this aggregation of marginal gains or tiny gains, and the idea is it will pay off, and it did. He was able to increase his strength, people were able to increase their walking, and we can increase our writing. If you start with three sentences per day on any project, whether it scares you or not, that's going to add up. So if you start the thing and you start with three sentences every day, then figure out how you could add some tiny gains over time. For example, maybe you would try adding an extra sentence each week. So it would be three sentences per day for a week. The next week, then, it's going to be four sentences every day for that week. And then five and so on. And you add on a little bit, a tiny gain each week. That would be one way you can add a little tiny bit. And then if you have a really bad week or a really crazy day, you can always revert back to your bare minimum, which would be the three sentences. And then you'll still make progress no matter what. And I'm telling you, a few sentences will become a paragraph. And a few paragraphs is going to become eventually a chapter. And a few chapters will become a book. That's the power of tiny gains over time. That's the power of three sentences and making progress over time. But you do have to sit down for at least a few minutes and write at least three sentences. So I encourage you to do that for the next few weeks, whether it's for the project that scares you or any project. Set out to write at least three sentences. And then the following week, try to make a tiny gain, whatever that means for you. And sentence by sentence, you're going to meet your goal because tiny gains over time add up. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. I want you to make progress, so you let me know, okay? Everywhere we may meet, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive.